The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
This is a totally true story. And this is a story about a rabbi. His name was Rabbi Zaid. Rabbi Zaid is a person who works for the organization called Arachim in Israel. Arachim is one of these outreach organizations in Israel. So Rabbi Zaid was visiting, went to meet with the very famous Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman, who passed away a few years ago. He was one of the Gedolei Ador, one of the great sages of the generation, lived in Bnei Brak. And Rabbi Zaid came to him to ask his particular question, whatever he was asking about. And he was in the waiting room, waiting to speak to him, waiting to have an audience with him. And there were two other men in the waiting room. There was one man before him and another man coming after him. So Rabbi Zaid, he speaks, you know, for this organization. So he always likes to pick up a good story and to know good stories to share with his audiences. So he asked the person, you know, going in before him if he could listen to what his question was. Maybe he'll hear a good story. He said, fine, not a problem. So the first fellow goes in and he says, and his question was to Rabbi Steinman was, his daughter was about to get engaged. And the problem was, is that the boy's family who she wanted to get engaged to were requesting that they agree, that the other side agree to 500,000 shekels to put into the couple. 500,000 shekels, that's what they were requesting. And it was just way, way, way beyond their means. They couldn't, and he was, he said to Rosh Steinman, I can't even pay, afford to pay the debt to the grocery store, 30,000 shekels. What am I supposed to do? But my daughter, I mean, she really feels this is her bashert and they want to get married. What do I do? And they want me to sign a document to commit to 500,000 shekels. Rabbi Steinman said to him, he said, what do you do? So he said, I learn in Kolel Rashbi, which is a kolel in Bnei Brak. He said, I learn full time. He said, you learn full. He said, yeah, and you learn well? He says, yeah, I'm learning in kolel. So he said, sign the document. He said, you'll get the money, right? And he said, how? He says, trust me, the money will come. One of the messages in the story is what's called Amunas Chachamim, is believing in the wisdom and the insights and the almost prophetic insight of great people like Aaron Leib Steinman. So he said, sign it. So he said, okay. So now the rabbi who was hearing the story, like he was like, you know, mesmerized by this. Like, and he told him afterwards, he said to him that, you know, I'm going to give you my number. Please tell me what happens, because if Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman gave you this brothel, you're going to have the money. You're going to get the money. I got to hear how you're going to get that money. It was impossible. How is he going to get 500,000 shekels? So he gave him his number and he went out. So then the rabbi telling the story, he went in to ask his question. And then finally the third man goes in to ask his question and he overhears that question as well. And that question was also a very similar question. His son was engaged to a girl. And there was the same kind of situation, a similar situation, except the other side were asking him to put up 250,000 shekel. So now the second fellow also had overheard the first person's question. So the second fellow says, shall I sign it? Shall I agree to the 250,000 shekel? So Aaron Leib Steinman says, he said, what do you do? So he says, I work, I have a business. He says, do you learn? Do you learn Torah? So he says, I have no time. The business is so it overtakes me day and night. He said, I barely have a moment to learn. So where are you going to get the 250,000 shekel from? He said, I don't know. What should I do? He said, you shouldn't sign it. You shouldn't agree. So he said to Steinman, he said, I don't get it. He said, the other fellow went in. They were asking 500,000 shekel and you said to sign it. They're only asking for me 250,000 shekel. Why shouldn't I sign it? So he said, the difference is, he says, you're working. He said, you're involved. You're working full time. You don't have any time to learn. You're not connected. The difference is the other fellow, he's learning full time and he is what's called Shevet Levi. He's in the tribe of Levi and there's a special providence which oversees him and someone who's really completely immersed in the act of spiritual learning. He's deservant of a special bracha and he's going to get that money. But for you, unfortunately, you know, that's not where you are. That's not where your world is. Your world is, you're in a different world. You're in the world of Teva. You're in the world of nature. And you can't rely upon this any miracles to happen to you. I'm putting more words into what he said just to explain it better. So then the fellow said back, so fine, so I'll leave my job and I'll go join the kolel. So he said to him, he said, there's a, they tell a story in the city of Brisk in Europe back in the day, if the train leaves the station and you want to catch the train and the train is already left, if it's left, it's already too late. You can't jump onto the train. The amount of devotion that was required of him, the complete letting go of everything, and to be like this other fellow, it was just not practical for him. So that was the end of the story. But anyway, so what happened with the first fellow? What happened with the first fellow? So lo and behold, two weeks later, Rabbi Zaid gets a phone call from this first fellow. His name was Rabbi Spiegel, the first fellow. And he said to he told Rabbi Zaid, he said, "You never believe what happened." He said, you got to come over to my apartment right away because I got the money. The 500,000 shekels came to me. It came to me. You got to hear the story. So he invited him over to his apartment and he told him, he said that he got a letter in the mail. His father, this Rabbi Spiegel, his father was a Holocaust survivor. And there was monies which were, after the Holocaust, which were being given out and compensations. There was a fund which was never settled for years, for decades. There was a certain fund which was never settled, which was supposed to go to 62 families of children of Holocaust survivors. And it went on for years and years and years. And finally, he gets this letter in the mail. He was never expecting it. This letter comes in the mail to say that he, as the son of this Holocaust survivor, is going to be receiving 520,005.9 shekels. 520,005.9 shekels as part of this remuneration of from the Holocaust Fund. And he couldn't believe it. When I got this letter, I ran to Rabbi Steinman to show him the letter, and he couldn't read. His eyesight was poor, so I read it to him, and I read the number 500. I was looking for 500,000 shekels. That's what they want me to sign off on, and this is 520,005.9 shekels. So then Rabbi Steinman said to him, he said, "Beautiful." He says, "But there's 20,005.9 shekels extra that you're not supposed to get." So he just thought he was joking with him. So he leaves the apartment, leaves the meeting with Steinman, he goes, and then he takes a bus to the bank because he now wants to process this check, gets the bank, and they go through all the paperwork, and they finally issue him a check. And the check he gets is 500,000 shekels and 500,005.9 shekels. So he looks at the check, he says, "Where's the other 20,000 shekels?" So the bank clerk says, "Well, the lawyer who did all the processing, did all the work for you, that was his fee. He gets 20,000 shekels. But there was still an extra 5.9 shekels, which was unaccounted for, to extra." And he realizes the bus fare from Rabbi Steinman's house to the bank was 5.9 shekels. So that in the end, he got the 500,000 shekels to the penny, right, which he needed to be able to give to the other, to put into the, for the other family. So this is the story. So it's an amazing, amazing story.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org